Hello, and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. In this podcast, I look at a new recording of music by American composer Mark Nowakowski, music that is profoundly influenced by his Polish heritage. This is his first full-length album. This podcast also highlights the outstanding playing of the Voxara Quartet, one of America's finest. If you ever have a chance to hear them live, I recommend that you do. More about the music and the composer in a minute. First, here's a bit more of the beginning of his Quartet Number 1. The son of Polish immigrants, Mark's music is deeply influenced by his bicultural upbringing, an American with Polish immigrant parents. And he's also influenced by Catholic philosophy and mysticism, both of which are deeply ingrained in Polish culture as well. Here's the beginning of the second movement of his String Quartet Number 1, a quartet which has the subtitle Songs of Forgiveness. This podcast really can't convey the sense of grief, but also the deep humanity that runs through this music. You need to listen to these pieces of music in their entirety. History affects all of us, whether we want to admit that or not. It can be family history or greater historical events in which we participate. And those great historical events or upheavals sometimes leave long shadows. In the album liner notes, Mark Nowakowski writes, Over the past three centuries, the people of Poland have lived through often impossible times and conditions, culminating in the unprecedented brutality of the Second World War and the half-century communist occupation that followed. As a child of the American-Polish diaspora, the stories of my ancestors wound their way deeply into my psyche and eventually my compositions as well. Here's the beginning of his string quartet number 2, titled Grandfather Songs. Although it was initially inspired by looking at family videos as he was writing the piece, during that time he learned that his friend and mentor, the great Polish composer Henryk Gorecki, had died. And that mourning found its way into the quartet as well, not just in the feeling, but in direct quotations from Gorecki's music. In addition to composing fine music, Mark Nowakowski also writes very well about music. On his own website, he wrote, "The modern master Arvo Pärt once said in an interview that people don't know how strong the music influences us for good or for bad. You can kill people with sound. And if you can kill, maybe there's also sound that is the opposite of killing. And the distance between those two points is very big. And you're free. You can choose. I can only assent to such a noble sentiment and will consider myself beyond fortunate if I'm able to contribute to the latter kind of expression." Here's the ending of Mark Nowakowski's String Quartet No. 2, in which a chorale in the string quartet becomes an accompaniment to an old recording of Mark's family singing the Polish song Hej Ułani. The Voxara Quartet was formed in 2008 and are finding an ever-growing audience, which isn't surprising. I know personally how terrific they are in live performance. They've also appeared on National Geographic's Brain Games, which in my books earns them definite cool points. In any really good string quartet, the first violinist needs to be a bit of a star while still working within the group. They lead the quartet, and very often the first violin parts are simply much more challenging to play. If you listen to Beethoven's late string quartets, for example, it seems like Beethoven thought first violinists were superhuman or something. But of course, the first violinist needs to make all of this sound effortless. In Emily Ondrasek-Peterson, the Voxara Quartet has just about the perfect person. She is that super violinist that Beethoven imagined. But even better, she plays with immediacy and emotional directness. Her playing makes you want to listen. Here she is with a bit of Blood Forgotten for solo violin and electronics. You have been listening to music by Mark Novikovsky and playing by the Voxara Quartet, all from a new Naxos recording available at all fine retailers. Naxos catalog number 8.559821. That's it for this podcast. To go out, here's the ending of Mark Novikovsky's arrangement of the Polish lullaby, "O Sleep for Me, Sleep," in which a single mother sings to her child of a time of new peace and hope. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.